Alora, an upcoming cafe event is looking to make an uncomfortable conversation empowering, talking about death. Death doula Carrie Sawatsky and local business owner Katie Kay are hosting a death cafe on Thursday evening at the Alora Cafe at 175 Geddes Street. Sawatsky explained in a phone interview death cafes were started in the UK and are focused on increasing awareness of death and in turn encourage people to live their life to the fullest. "We are aware that we're going to die, but we don't live like we're going to die," Sawatsky said. In her view, talking openly about things such as family members or other loved ones who have died and other related topics can enlighten people to their own mortality. "The more discussions we have about it and bring this into the light, the more awareness we have about, oh right, I don't know how long I have, I might not make it to 80, Sawatsky said. "When you have the sense within you, not in a fearful way, but in this enlivened, empowered way, then you start to live differently." Sawatsky explained the conversation at the Death Cafe will be group-directed with no particular theme or question. It starts with short introductions from those who wish to speak. From there, attendees will be encouraged to comment on anything they might have heard. "No two death cafes are alike," according to Sawatsky, "because it is often a group of strangers each with their own experience to bring to the discussion. It really challenges people to open up about the people that are dear to them that have died and also helps them to open up about their thoughts and wishes and fears about dying," Sawatsky said. "You can really leave feeling very empowered and uplifted from these experiences or relieved of grief or having a community in support around your experience." This unique line of work Sawatsky is involved in is admittedly not what she pictured for herself. However, experiences with friends, family and those with long-term illness around her dying pushed her towards end-of-life education. She noted with some of these deaths, it was very medical and treatment-focused until their last weeks and then panic sets in on how to proceed with final arrangements. "That's why I'm on a mission to change how we do dying, death and bereavement because I don't want to see other people go through what I've experienced," Sawatsky said. The upcoming Death Cafe is free but attendees are asked to register here ahead of time. It starts at 7 p.m. Thursday evening at the Alora Cafe. There will be another one at the same location and time on October 20.